Now, what about selection of systemic therapy in that situation?
I tend to use regimens that the patient have not been exposed before. I think that we have some very good options at this point. Certainly here, there is a strong difference for those patients who are unresectable or those patients who are resectable. Patients who are resectable, I tend to give them FOLFOX first, just because of the data from Nick Vogt has shown that the use of oxaliplatin prior to surgery seems to be less associated with postoperative complications than the use of irinotecan. Now, if the patient has a wild-type KRAS, the addition of cetuximab seems to have a very high response rate, both in the OPUS and the CRYSTAL trial, so it would be a reasonable thing to do. For those patients who have unresectable disease, then you have really to consider the options, and the options here would be the combination with FOLFOXIRI, which has a very high response rate, and perhaps I would use the FOLFOXIRI for a patient with a mutated KRAS that needs to have a good response to be able to have surgery. I probably would consider the use of either FOLFOX or FOLFIR with cetuximab to achieve a high response rate in those patients with wild-type KRAS. For patients who have mutated KRAS, I might add bevacizumab to the treatment as well. So for those patients, I think that you have a wealth of options to choose, and nobody really knows which one's the best at this point.
What about post-op therapy, for example, the patient who goes right to surgery?
That's a more difficult point because if the patient has not been previously exposed to oxaliplatin, I certainly would favor the use of a regimen with oxaliplatin in the post-operative setting. If the patient has progressed after the use of FOLFOX or Zelox in the past, it becomes much more difficult because we know that the use of irinotecan with micrometastatic disease has been less than successful. And at ASCO this year, there was a specific work presented on the use of irinotecan-based therapy after resection of liver metastasis, and there was no significant impact on the use of the irinotecan-based regimen after surgery. So I probably would not favor the use of an irinotecan adjuvant regimen after liver resection. But if the patient has not failed a regimen with oxaliplatin, that would be my choice.
What about biologics, specifically Bev?
I think the world is kind of split on this one. I know that in the United States, it's very common for patients to have the biologic added after the liver resection. Personally, I think that if you consider this disease as metastatic disease, it's reasonable to add the biologic. But if you think that you have removed out the macroscopic disease and all you have is microscopic disease, I'm not sure the adjuvant setting is not more apt to be used in this situation. And then we don't have any data to support the use of the biologic. If we look at the irinotecan, the effect of irinotecan after liver resection correlates more with what is seen in the adjuvant setting than in the advanced setting. So I'm a little reluctant to endorse the use of biologics after liver resection in general, although I certainly have done in some specific situations.
What do you think about doing clinical trials on this patient population? How does that fit in priority-wise? What is being done right now and what's being discussed?
There's a lot of trials being done right now on patients with liver disease only, and it should be a high priority because those are patients who were previously incurable and now we are curing them. The main problem to me in this situation is that patients with liver metastasis are a very heterogeneous group, and the surgeons who treat them are a very heterogeneous group as well. So what is unresectable to my surgeon might not be unresectable to a surgeon in the next hospital. And to make it uniform, the trials is a very tough task and the main problem that we have so far with the development of those clinical trials. If we can come up with very specific eligibility criteria for the trials, certainly the field will move much faster.